Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Kirin Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Kirin Industries Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the first quarter of financial year 2023. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement as always. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. I would now like to introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We firstly have with us Mr. Manish Giri, Managing Director, Mr. Jayesh Hirani, Senior Manager, Accounts and Finance, and Mr. Suresh Gandolia, Company Secretary. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Manish Giri to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the earnings conference call for the first quarter of financial year 2023. I hope you are all keeping safe and well. In the quarter under review, dyes and dyes intermediates industry experienced sluggish demand and unprecedented increase in input costs, including raw materials, power, gas, and fuel during the last two financial years, with demands at rock bottom, which is the worst in around three decades. Three major reasons identified by industry experts for negative growth in demand are increase in raw material prices, dumping of dyes, intermediates, and dyes from China globally, and around 65% surge in cotton prices during quarter four, 2022, compelling industry players to revisit business strategies for sustainability and to overcome unprecedented cash losses. Especially for Kirin, there has been a significant legal cost also incurred in the current quarter. During quarter one to FY23, Kirin Industries Limited attained consolidated sales revenue of 277 crore, lower by 6% year-on-year basis, and EBITDA loss of 8 crore. Net loss for quarter one 2023 was 26 crore versus a net profit of 9 crore in quarter four 2022. Kirin shares of 40% in Longsheng Kirin yielded a revenue of 105 crore and EBITDA of 23 crore for quarter one FY23 in consolidated financials of Kirin. During the quarter, Kirin attained standalone sales revenue of 171 crore, lower by 14% on a year-on-year basis, and EBITDA was -31 crore. The reduction in sales resulted into under absorption of fixed costs, generating negative margins during the quarter. The net loss for the quarter was 28 crore. The major reasons for negative EBITDA was unprecedented volatility in prices of raw materials, much higher legal cost, lower capacity utilization due to lack of demand, substantial increase in conversion costs on account of increasing cost of power and fuel, and most importantly, not being able to pass on the cost increases to its finished goods products sales prices. Dyes, intermediates, dyestuff, and basic chemicals contributed 48%, 39%, and 13% respectively to quarter one FY23 revenues, as against 67%, 28%, and 5% respectively in quarter four FY22. In quarter one FY23 has been an exceptional quarter, which we hope and expect to reverse in coming quarters. We envisage improvements in gross margins in coming quarters with increase in turnover and by attaining optimum product mix. The sluggish demand and volatile raw material prices have increased the payment cycle and reduced to some extent inventory churning. The company expects liquidity to smoothen in coming quarters and the payable cycle shall come down to 90 days in coming 2 to 3 quarters. Industry expects cotton prices to get established stabilize in the next 2 quarters, enabling demand for dyes to pick up. Raw material prices are also expected to stabilize, enabling manufacturing units to regain operational margins, which are currently in negative zone. Kiri has been monitoring the global dyes market and has taken steps to mitigate sluggish demand and reduce cash losses during quarter 1 FY23. In the coming quarters, after taking cognizance of market dynamics, Kiri shall strive optimum product mix to enhance overall margins, enabling the company to absorb its fixed overheads and take a leap forward to achieve normalized revenue and EBITDA in coming quarters. In the coming months, Kiri management shall leave no stone unturned to recoup and normalize its core business of dyes, intermediates and basic chemicals, and also look at the business opportunities to enhance intrinsic value of its stakeholders in Kiri. In the matter of Dystar, where Kiri holds 37.57% equity stake, Sanda International Capital Limited's appeals have been dismissed fully by Supreme Court of Singapore, and Kiri has prevailed on the two issues in the Supreme Court with regards to discount for lack of marketability and the quantum of notional license fees payable by Longshan to Dystar for its wrongful exploitation of the patent. Both of these issues were overturned in Kiri's favor. Hence, 19% of DLOM shall not be applicable while deciding final valuation number of Kiri's stake in Dystar, and amount of notional license fee shall be crystallized based on the available evidences to Singapore International Commercial Court. SICC shall now decide final valuation number of Kiri's stake after giving an effect of DLOM and patent license fees. Further, court has ordered Senda to pay Kiri cost of $180,000 for Senda's appeals and disbursement of $47,623 incurred in Kiri's appeals, amounting to total around $227,623. With that, I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of B. Suresh from Buram's Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Sir, good morning, sir. Giving the opportunity. Hello.
Good morning, Sureshi. Good morning.
Sir, last conference call I am asking, sir. This is the final judgment to July 16th. It and told. But again, you will give the postponement. What is the issue, sir? Final judgment.
The judgment from the Supreme Court is a final judgment, but what Court of Appeal, which is the Supreme Court of Singapore, has done, has directed the SICC to give an effect to the decisions taken by the Supreme Court. So to give that effect, the court process is SICC going on. There is no so when the SICC SICC does the computation and gives the final number of valuation, that is in connection with the Supreme Court order. That is to give an effect to Supreme Court order. So it is in continuation of Supreme Court order. So this is a final judgment, and it is part of the final judgment, I would say. There would be no further judgment as per se for the valuation. So this would be an end of the legal trial, in fact.
Sir, if the SICC is the valuation, any change of valuations changes is happened in the case valuation issue?
Right, there would be two points. There are two appeal points which were considered and accepted from Kiri's side by the Supreme Court, and they overturned those two points in Kiri's favor. So those two points will add a significant amount, which would be instead of 480 to $81.6 million, now this amount would be north of $600 million. So it would be a significant increase in the award to Kiri.
So actually, after the SIC decision, you can give the final judgment to Supreme Court of Singapore.
Right, so Supreme Court of Singapore has directed SICC to give an effect to the Supreme Court's decision. So SICC is just following the instructions of Supreme Court to give this number to us.
Sir, general investors cannot understand these issues, sir. In a money control in some market rumors, Kiri is not received that money, that valuations is not come. So many issues in market rumors. But sir, one minute, sir. You will give the clear picture of case issue in the website or Kiri or exchange. Finally, what time you can take, sir, final judgment, and do money will come what time you can expect it? And is the give the clear picture of investors, sir? And no doubt about it in the Kiri issues. You will give the clear picture, sir, please. Please, misguide of investors, you will give the clear picture, sir. Please, you can understand, sir. I feel.
Let me address your question. Number one, I would like to encourage you to read the judgments, right? And if you, rather than depending on the rumors on money control or anywhere else, if you go through reading the judgments, you will know what is happening and what Supreme Court has decided. Number two, we already disclosed that there would be a short write-up to be submitted by both the parties on 26th of August, and that would get 20 pages write-up from both the sides. And then SICC would give a judgment. It may take another three, four weeks time. So practically, we are expecting the judgment to come, giving the number by end of September, right? And post end of September, the recovery process will start. So what I mean, recovery process will start, which means the enforcement process will start. So we'll try to ensure that the funds are realized as soon as possible post-September.
What time you can take, sir, after September ending?
Well, there is not... See, the money is due the day this order is out, and money is due even today, correct? So Sandai is already running in default in paying Kiri for more than a year without having any stay on the earlier orders. So that means that money is due immediately. And there is no stipulated date here. So we hope that once the judgment is announced, Senda should pay immediately after that. That is our expectation.
Immediately you can receive the money. Your expectation.
As per the court order, the money is due immediately.
Court order, you can expect it September ending, you will complete the clear picture.
Correct.
Sir, one thing, sir, out of the court issues, you can stake the market sale or any other company can stake. That type of events not happen in the issues, sir?
Whose stake you are referring to?
Okay, actually, Dystar stake, Kiri Dystar stake, you can sold in open market or out of court market, you can you are not right.
We cannot, because the shares are subjudiced. There is no, it's an unlisted company. Dicer is not a listed company.
Unlisted company, you can stake private equity offer, the type of we can sell.
No, we cannot, because the shares are under court's order. The shares are to be bought by Senda, and Kiri is bound to sell to Senda. That is the order.
After court order, you can give the Senda. And they, not Senda, you can offer any other companies you cannot sold, sir.
If Senda defaults, and if Senda if Senda is not honoring the judgment, then then we will see what to do at that time. But we hope and we expect that Senda honors the judgment.
Honor the judgment. He can hope Senda. If cannot honor, you can sold after private equity. That time you can expect any huge amount, or Senda is a better option.
We have not contemplated or analyzed such things what you are saying. Our thinking and the process is pretty straight for us. Kiri shares are to be sold as per the court order to Senda, and Senda is bound and compelled to buy Kiri shares, honoring the Supreme Court's judgment. So there is nothing else to think about currently. We do not want to. There is no point in putting cart before the horse right now. Let us see what happens.
Sir, business side question. Kiri, next quarter we can improve the business sales or profit margin in the standalone?
Yes, the current quarter would be, the second quarter FY23 seems to be a better quarter and improving quarter, correct?
Sir, FPI sold some shares in Kiri, shares in FPI's in market disclosures of SAST, SAST exchange. Why, sir, can FPI's can sell the shares? That is the reason.
I think anybody can sell share whenever they want to sell share. We are not as a company here to ask somebody why somebody is selling share or somebody is buying share. That's not our subject matter.
After receiving money, you can increase the stake in Kiri, sir?
We'll see. Promoters are quite keen to increase stake, and you will see in future.
Okay, sir. You can hope a better judgment. Future in Kiri is very bright, is expecting. Thank you to opportunity. Colorful.
The next question is from the line of Jay Bhatija from JV Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I have few couple of questions. My question was, what are the debt levels on your book currently?
What are the? Sorry, I couldn't get you.
Debt levels on our book.
Oh, debt level in the book has been reduced actually. So current debt level is 53 crores, and which would be also paid back, repaid by end of September.
And how do we plan to repay, by the cash flow generated from the businesses or some other sources? We are expecting the cash flow
from external sources. Entire 53 crore is being paid from the external sources.
Okay. And so second question is regarding the business. Our business is quite weak in this quarter, as you explained, due to the China issue. So how is the business going on this quarter? And then in quarter two, as quarter two will be completing in 2 days.
Right. So quarter two is much better than quarter one. And quarter one was one of the worst quarters we faced. Industry issues were there. Legal cost was also high. So because of that, we had bad performance in quarter one, but quarter two is much, much better as we speak. So there would be a drastic improvement in quarter two.
So quarter two will be better because of the legal fees getting down, or the business also improving? As in last quarter, you had told about legal expenses are somewhere around 60 to 70 crores.
Right. So business is better. Demand is coming better in quarter two. And at the same time, relatively, the legal expenses would be lower.
So what is together. The legal expense we can expect in this quarter?
Last quarter, it was close to 16 crore. This quarter, we are expecting at least 5 to 6 crore. Let us see.
Okay. And regarding this, the court case with Chenda, so the only issue is pending the license fees. So what is the amount which Kiri is quoting and Chenda is quoting? What is the quantum of difference between both the companies?
Right. So the earlier judgment, which was overturned by the Supreme Court, was with consideration of Senda's value, Senda's amount, which was $1 million.
Hmm.
And Kiri's side, the valuer appointed by Kiri, presented the amount of $40 million for Kiri's stake.
40 or 14? 40.
So the patent license fee range is from $1 million to $40 million. So it could be the number that judges decide in between this range.
Okay. And how well is Senda prepared to obey the judgment on cash levels as well as their business? How well Dystar is performing currently?
Dystar's performance has been quite well. Dystar's cash level is very high, no loans in Dystar. We see the cash levels in Dystar more than $400 million. At the same time, we also see a lot of cash sitting in Longsheng too. So I think financially, both Longsheng and Dystar are strong enough to honor the judgment.
So they have about $600 million on their books, because earlier our judgment was $480. Now, considering without this license, also our judgment is near $600.
Yes, correct.
So they are well prepared to pay about $600 once the judgment is out.
You see the books, and books has enough financial ability to
pay. According to the books only.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would request all the participants to limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Tiwari from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my question.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Tiwari. We are not able to hear you. I would request you to use your handset to ask a question.
Am I clear now?
Please proceed.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for taking my question. I had one question on the dye stuff and dye intermediates. As you told that, there has been a lot of dumping from China. So if you can help to understand the industry dynamics, that is, what is the demand supply in the Indian dye stuff market, and how much is imported from China, and what would be their cost of production versus that of Indian manufacturing?
Right. So if you look at the overall demands of dyes, which is driven by demands in textiles, and just to analyze the exports which is taking place from India, it was in the range of, especially for reactive dyes, which is the major category of the business, from January to March onwards, average around 18 to 20,000 tons per month. And if you analyze the data in the last 2 to 3 months, you would see that has dropped to 12, 13 or 14,000 tons. So there is a reduction of at least 20% to 30% in the exports out of India for dyes. So that is where the demand has hit. Now on the other side, if you look at the major intermediates, which are the inputs for dyes have been having very fierce competition from China. Just to give you some example, two major intermediates, HSN and vinyl sulfone, HSN Chinese price have been almost 50 to 100 rupees lower than the cost of production in India. And because of that, lot of plants, majority of the plants had reduced their production in the last quarter significantly. And the reason for that is Chinese intermediates input prices are lower than Indian intermediates input prices, especially prices of caustic, prices of sulfur, prices of soda ash. Those are the inputs, prices of aniline. Those were lower in China compared to India, allowing them to have an advantage of their lower cost of production compared to India. And if you just compare, for example, sulfur price, India was in the range of 42 rupees to 46 rupees in the last quarter, the quarter one FY21. And at the same time, the sulfur price in China was 30 rupees. Now sulfur price in last 2-3 weeks suddenly dropped to only 14.5 rupees. So it has become one third. And it's a very huge volatility which we have been seeing. Similarly, the prices of caustic, which is another major inputs in HSN as well as other intermediates, have been prevailing significantly higher in India, close to 60 rupees, while that is lower in China. Soda ash price in India touched last quarter close to 50 rupees, which has now come to below 40 rupees, close to 36, 37 rupees. So some of these raw materials are now tapering down in current quarter. Some of them have crashed significantly, and that would stabilize the situation in this quarter, the quarter which is running. And we hope that we come near to the Chinese cost of production. That is how we have been having our cost equivalent to Chinese cost in past several years, in past 5, 6, 7 years. So we hope to slowly come back to that situation to regain our competitiveness in intermediates. So which is happening step by step. That is the main difference, and that is the difference that has hit the industry.
And sir, it would be helpful if you can share what would be the average cost of production for Indian manufacturers for intermediates and Chinese manufacturer. Average would be okay if you can share that. Average.
Right. So like this inputs which I talked about, if you look at the current average intermediate cost in India and China, that is having a difference of at least 15 to 20%. So for example, if vinyl sulfone, aniline price, which is the key price, in India is 170 rupees, while China, which has been around 120 rupees. So when you look at the reflective increase in the finished product cost, you would end up having 15% difference between the cost. So depending on the product, it ranges from 15 to 20%. Which we hope that in current and the next quarter would equalize or at least come near to each other.
And sir, finally, what is the current working capital days, and what would be the target in the dye segment?
If I particularly talk about Kiri, the working capital days which we have already announced, which is right, so 197 minus 45.
193.
So it would be 100 and
around
100. It is around you can say 150 days, which would come down to below 90 days in the current and the next quarter.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. I'll get back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The The next question is from the line of Ahindra Naik from CMS Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. May I audible?
Yes.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Kirit. My question is regarding the judgment by Supreme Court. Are you aware of any precedent where a judgment has gone against a party and they have not paid and then they have had to take recourse to some measures to recover the money? Is there a precedent like that?
There are several precedences, in fact. If the money is not paid by the defaulting party, there has been precedences of contempt of court, and there have been precedences where the asset at dispute is sold and the money recovered. So there are such cases in the past, and the precedences are not necessarily to be precedences in Singapore. So precedences in other countries are also considered in Singapore International Commercial Court, right? So there are, if you look at the precedences in London, US, Australia, even the places where common law jurisdiction is there, there are many, many precedences where the asset as dispute is sold, money is recovered to pay to the party who is suffering. And there are also many precedences you would see that the court has enforced contempt of court.
Okay, and would there be a ballpark timeline for such contempt execution?
I think that differs on case-to-case basis.
Yeah. Okay. But we don't have a ballpark, right? It would be a wide range.
There is no ballpark. It may range from the actions taken within 2 months or maybe the action taken within 6 to 8 months also. So it depends on each case. And it depends on what court and what the judges, analyze the overall situation on individual case-to-case basis.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amar Goyal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mahesh Kari.
Yes, Amarji.
Hi, thank you very much for the results and looking forward to the judgment finally. My question is about what are we doing with the promoters buying, because I think there's lots happening with the results not coming up to the mark, where there's not much confidence was built up so far, although we got a brilliant judgment, but we didn't capitalize that, and especially the market is not looking keen. So are we building any confidence building measures to
But we are trying to attempt several things, and one of those things is that we are trying to disclose as much information as we can to educate the market, and trying to give the most realistic and the factual information to the market, right? And as you may understand, that this legal battle has been going on since 8 years, and 8 years is quite a long time, even as per the Singapore standards. So we understand that there is a questions in the market about how long we keep patience till the judgment is actually enforced and the Kiri shareholders get the rewards of the judgment actually. So our efforts are maximum. That is the most important value creative event for the company. And we are continuously working on as early as possible, because now legal battle has ended. Supreme Court has given its judgment and the enforcement process will start in a month or two. So how fast we are able to enforce the judgment, that would be our key priority, and promoters are doing, the management of the company is doing everything that we can, and that is within our control. That is number one. Number two, we are also trying to increase the standalone performance, try to improve that. No doubt there are market forces against us, but still we are trying to improve the product mix to see where we can improve the standalone performance. Number three, you must understand the difference between Kiri and other peer group companies, that there is a high legal cost burden that we have been carrying on year to year, and which is still going on as we speak. And you can understand from the discussion that we are doing regarding the court matters, which are the maximum number of questions we answer, there is a legal expense and the cost involved with it. So we hope that when the legal battle saga ends, we also are able to save legal costs, which are being shaded out currently from the operations. So that is another objective which promoters and the management of the companies are trying to work upon. So these are the main points. And any other points, any other specific questions you have, we'll be happy to answer.
Thank you very much for answering that question, sir. As the line of Mr. Goel has been disconnected, we move on to the other question, which is from the line of Jigal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Proceed with your question, Mr. Jigal.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Hi. So I just want to ask, once the money comes in, then how much money will be spent against CapEx?
Well, that has not been decided yet, not crystallized yet, but there would be a significant amount from the money which is coming would be invested for the new projects, let me put it this way, not related to dyes and intermediate industry that we have again mentioned earlier. And the major portion of the incoming money would be used for non-dyes intermediate related investments, which may include new projects, which may include acquisitions, which may include whatever value creative prudent investments that we can do.
But could you give a ballpark figure?
No figure can be given now. It would be just off the hook without any concrete discussion at the board. I would not be able to give you the number.
And anything on special dividend? Do you plan to give or no?
Yes, we would plan to give, correct. Again, the number would be decided when we are near to getting, actually realizing the money.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
There is a follow-up question from the line of B. Suresh from Buram's Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the again opportunity. Sir, you can give the special dividend in Kiri after receiving the money. You can go for expansion and do dividend and do buying the increase the stake. And how much money can diversify, sir?
Right. So giving back to shareholders, either in the form of dividend or buyback, whatever we contemplate, that number is not decided or crystallized yet. We will see how the market levels are. There would be a discussion at Kiri's board level, and then we will come up with the number. But currently, there is no such number which has been decided.
Sir, actually, in the case issue, lower valuation of, at least to a lower valuation, you can receive at least minimum amount you can expect it, sir. And $700 million is valuation. But in case of against of any issues of Kiri, at least lower valuations, how much you can getting?
I think only if we reverse the DLOM, it should be around 600, and then the license fee. So minimum should be 600 plus.
$600 million plus, at least minimum, at any circumstances.
Correct. That is what we expect. That is what the company expects, and that is what the numbers indicate.
At least minimum, any circumstances, you can 600 plus, you can expect it.
Correct.
Okay, sir. Can you give the clear picture of investors of case issues, sir? You can give the exchange clearly. You can give that. This is the humble suggestion.
The number to give to the stock exchange and to the disclosure. What we have been doing is these are our own estimations. These are the management estimations based on the legal advice, based on the numbers which are there, 19% DLOM and things like that. But when the number actually announced and given by SICC, that would be the appropriate time we disclose and we inform market the actual number which comes.
Okay. You can transparently humble request. You can give the clear picture. You can try to issue is shortly closed. You can try, sir. You can try in issues legal issues. So many years you can wait for investors and also in suffering from major losses.
Right. See, we all have been having patience for almost 8 years, as I mentioned. Since this legal battle has been going on, and at the end of it, we hope that the fruits are coming to the shareholders as soon as possible.
Okay, sir. Thank you for giving the opportunity. You can expect at least September ending. Can this issue is closed? Can expected, sir?
Yes. That is what is expected. Correct.
Okay, sir. Thank you for giving the opportunity. Thank you.
There is a follow-up question from Jay Patija from JV Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have one question regarding how much can you give, how much is the contribution in the revenue?
Mr. Patija, your voice is not audible.
Is it audible?
Yes. Please proceed.
My question was if you can answer how much contribution is revenue in the company by our major client?
Sorry, I couldn't understand you. How much revenue?
How much revenue contribution is there by major client?
Let us say the top 10 clients of ours, of dye segment, right, would be contributing almost 50 to 55% of the sales of dyes, while for intermediate sale, which is a major sale, there is no such concentration. It is all diverse customer base, and it is being the intermediates being sold in the market, not with a particular concentration of customers. So it goes through number of customers. There are more than 150 customers who buy Skiri's intermediates through distribution channels. So there is no such concentration in intermediates, but yes, in dyes, around 50 to 55% of the top 10 customers.
Okay. Thank you.
As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you to all of you for taking your time and participating in today's conference call. We'll discuss with you next quarter. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Skiri Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.